What about paying respect to Dhamma or to deem Dhamma as Dhamma, not belong to anyone?
It's interesting. I do lots of walks in the mountains behind where I live, and it's very beautiful rainforest and lots of rainforest, and often we sit quietly and think of that, what a beautiful sight. And it was a condition for me to think about Vipaka. And then it's like, for me, it's a beautiful sight. So I would have thought it's Kusala Vipaka, but I can't know, because generally it's just attachment to this is what I like. Someone else who doesn't like rainforest might hate it.
That's what I'm going to say, that how can such visible object appear at that very moment with our conditions? To be pleasant or unpleasant.
How can it be?
Yes. We cannot select. We can make today to be the beautiful day at all. So what conditions such seeing? Because there must seeing, otherwise there cannot be the beautiful day at all, right? And what condition the seeing right at that moment? It's not just happen. Right, right. So when we think of to be gratitude or to pay respect, it's only understanding the vipaka. No one to be respected.
Okay.
Fruit of past deeds.
Do you remember we had a little chat about karma, how we say that the good and the bad that happens to us is mainly a result of past kusala.
Yeah.
And continuing on from that, that time when I was sitting there thinking, it was like, well, it's pointless even trying to think whether it's kusala or kusala vipaka, because the deed and the result is gone already. It's how I'm looking at it without awareness. It's just attachment.
Yes.
So that's it's admit the lifer than trying to work out whether it's good or bad with Parker.
Usually,
what one does not understand is seeing a visible object. We do understand the environments and the story of all these things, like birds and trees and flowers, but what one does not understand is the seeing and the visible object. That's why we come and try to understand the elements in the day that arise by conditions as not self.